In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Just remember, as long as God is still on his throne, and he has not abdicated the throne, and your faith is intact in him, everything's going to be all right. That all the stuff that you're going through is going to be all right. It's going to work for you rather than work against you. I call it fertilizer. That all these things that are against us go into the being of who we are, and God changes it into fertilizer, to fertilize our hope, our life, our faith, our charity. Father, we pray for Martha, who is having emergency surgery. Oh God, she needs your presence. She needs you. Flood Martha with your presence and heal her, and heal her, and heal her. Amen. I'm looking at John 6:20. They rode about 3 or 4 miles from the land. They saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they were terrified. But Jesus said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid." Then they wanted to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the land toward which they were going. This is a miracle. They're 3-4 miles out of from the land. And when Jesus comes into your boat, everything has got to stop. Peace is given. Oh yes, is Jesus in your life today? Like your life is your boat. And immediately you'll be at the land where you're supposed to be. It might not seem that way, but we need to trust Jesus. It's all about trusting the Lord. Trust and obey. Trust and obey. There's no other way. There's no other way. John 6:22. The next day, the crowd that had stayed on the other side of the sea saw that there had been only one boat there. They also saw that Jesus had not got into the boat with his disciples. So they had their eye on Jesus. When his disciples went into the boat, Jesus was not with them. They don't know that Jesus was walking on the water, and then they invited him into the boat. They don't know that. But that his disciples had gone away alone. Then some of the boats from Tiberias came near the place where they had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. This multiplication of the bread, it sounds like the Eucharist. He raises his eyes and he gives thanks for the food. So when the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. Are you looking for Jesus today? You don't have to look very far. You need to look at his crucified life, his cross and burial and resurrection. You need to look at Jesus in your heart, who died for your sins, who died for my sins. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I tell you, you are looking for me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves." What's the difference? The sign always points to Jesus. The only thing that came because they had their bellies full with the bread. But the sign always looks at Jesus, focuses on Jesus. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him, the Son of Man, that God the Father has set his seal. What is the seal set upon the Son? It is the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit. He is the seal set upon the Son. Is the Holy Spirit in your life? Do you love Jesus? If you love Jesus, the Holy Spirit's in your life. If you say Jesus is Lord, the Holy Spirit's in your life. Then they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Works, plural. Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, singular, that you believe in him whom he has sent." The work of God is to believe in Jesus whom the Father sent. That's the work of God. That's the Opus Dei. How we need to give our lives to Jesus. How we need to proclaim his death, burial, and resurrection. How we need to know that he is the bread of life. So they said to him, "What sign are you going to give us then so that we may see it and believe you?" How many signs did they need? They saw the crippled man healed on the Sabbath. They saw the bread and fish multiplied. What other sign did they need? All these signs point to Jesus. What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate manna in the wilderness, and they complained about it every day that they ate it. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives, present tense, you the bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from the heavens and gives life to the world." Jesus came down from heaven and gives life to the world. They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never thirst. But I said that you have seen me, and yet you do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and no one who comes to me will I ever reject. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me." I love that scripture. All that the Father gives to me will come to me. Did the Father give you to Jesus? "And I will never reject anyone who comes to me." This is the work of God, to believe in the one the Father sent. His name is Jesus Christ, the Lord, Jesus Messiah. "For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but I should raise it up on the last day." Jesus is not into losing you. You say, "But I've sinned." Go to confession. Repent. Turn away from it. Tell Jesus you're sorry. "Oh, yes. Yes, this is indeed the will of my Father, that all who see the Son and believe in him may have eternal life." Do you believe in the Son? Do you believe in Jesus? Then you have eternal life. You receive that eternal life at baptism, and you continue to receive that baptismal life through faith. "And I will raise you up on the last day." Then the Jews began to complain about Jesus because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." Well, he is. He is. They were saying, "Is not this Jesus the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know?" Very interesting. He doesn't mention any of the children of Mary, because Jesus was the only one. How can he say, "I have come down from heaven"? Jesus answered them, "Do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless they are drawn by the Father who sent me, Are you coming to Jesus? Then the Father drew you to Jesus, and Jesus draws you to the Father. No one can come to the Father except through Jesus Christ, and no one can come to Jesus except the Father draw him. And I will raise that man up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. I tell you, Jesus is God. He is the second person in the Blessed Trinity. He is God, God and man. Oh yes, true God and true man. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. The Father draws you to Jesus. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the wilderness, and they died. That's the shadow. That's the shadow, the manna in the wilderness. The substance is the bread come from heaven. The bread that we eat is his flesh, and the blood that we drink is his blood. And they died, and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give you for the life of the world is my flesh. He's telling you we have to eat his flesh. He's going to tell us we have to drink his blood. And the disciples aren't going to like this, many of them. They leave. But we remember the Last Supper. Take and eat, this is my body. Take and drink, this is my blood. Oh, yes. As often as you do this in memory of me. As often as you do this, not as seldom, but as often as you do this. This is the job or the vocation of the priest, the bishop, but it is not even the vocation of the deacon to make present the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, no longer bread, but the flesh of the Lord Jesus Christ, no longer wine, but the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? So Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. This cannot refer to the Word of God. Eat his flesh and drink his blood. If you don't do that, you have no life in you. I tell you, we need to put up the banners about the Eucharist is the body and blood of Christ. We need to eat his body. And we need to eat his flesh, and we need to drink his blood. And in that we have eternal life. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread came down from heaven. I tell you, I was under the tent one year in Fall River, and I preached the gospel, and I knew they loved it, and I knew they were going to call me back the next year, and they did. And I talked about the full gospel. It's evangelical, it's Pentecostal, it's sacramental. They threw me out of the tent. They did not want to hear that. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. Oh, they did not want to hear that. It was against their theology. It was against their theology. Oh, yes. They said, we have the Word of God, and the Word of God says, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. That's what the Word of God says. Let's continue. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and died, but the man who eats this bread will live forever. He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. I tell you how we need to hear the things that Jesus said, how we need to follow what he said. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. I remember one young man leaving the tent. He was so angry that he went home and studied the scriptures, anything about the Eucharist. He woke up a Catholic again. He believed that it was the body and blood, soul and divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ. When many of his disciples heard this, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you, they said, this teaching is difficult. Who can accept it? But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, said to them, does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. They are words of spirit and life. But among you there are some who do not believe. For Jesus knew from the first who were the ones who would not believe, and who was the one that would betray him. And he said, for this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless the Father draws him. Because of this, eat my flesh and drink my blood, many of his disciples turned back, and he didn't call them back. They turned away. They think it's cannibal. They turned away and no longer went with him. So Jesus asked the 12, do you also wish to go away? Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Simon Peter knew that he was bankrupt without Jesus. He doesn't understand what Jesus is saying, but he believes it. Why does he believe it? Because he has faith. He has faith. The last thing Jesus did for Simon Peter was to bring the boat to land, to multiply the bread and fish. He believes that you've got to eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood. He doesn't know how it's going to happen, but we have come to believe that you know that you are the Holy One of God. Jesus answered them, did I not choose you, the 12? Yet one of you is the devil. He was speaking about Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, for he, though one of the 12, was going to betray Jesus. This is such an important scripture, and many people will never preach about it. They will not preach about it because it's against their theology. They think that the Word is all that there is. We have the Word of God, and we have the Eucharist, the sacrament of God. Oh, yes. When I received the Eucharist this morning, under the form of bread, Jesus came into my life. When I received the blood, and it came as under the form of wine, Jesus came into my life. Do you know that today? That Jesus comes into your life when you receive the sacrament. And you, what do we say? Only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Jesus is the bread come down from heaven. Oh, yes. And no one can come to Jesus unless the Father draws him. Oh, yes. And no one can come to the Father unless the Son draw him. Oh, yes. What Moses gave you was not bread from heaven, but what my Father gives you is the true bread from heaven. That's the flesh and blood of Jesus. And it gives life to the world. They said to Jesus, Sir, give us this bread always, like the woman at the well. Sir, give us this water always, so that we will not have to come down to the well and carry water. No, give us this bread always. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. I am, using the name of God. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But I said to you that you have seen me, yet you don't believe. All that the Father gives me, the Father gave you to Jesus, will come to me, will go to Jesus. And anyone who comes to me, I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. Jesus came from heaven to do the will of the Father. What about you? What about me? Whose will are we doing today? Are we doing the will of God? Or are we doing the will of the world? I tell you, the world is very, very tempting, but it has nothing to offer me. I often think when I'm in the worldly things, I often think, this doesn't satisfy me. I'm seeking the bread from heaven. I'm seeking the blood. I'm seeking God. I'm seeking Jesus. Many of his disciples heard him say, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. Oh yes. Many of his disciples left him. You know what verse that is? John 6, verse 66. 666. John 6, verse 66. I tell you how we need the body and blood of Christ. How we need the Word of God. How we need that God would touch us with his forgiving power in penance. How we need all these gifts that God has given us on the way to heaven, on the way to heaven. How we need to know that if we love Jesus, the Father drew us to love Jesus. How we need to know that if we love the Father, Jesus had drawn us to love the Father. Oh yes, it's all about Jesus. It's all about the Father. It's all about the bread from heaven. Jesus said, I am the bread from heaven. Not I am like the bread from heaven. I am the bread from heaven. Hallelujah. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and he pitched his tent among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the only Son of the Father, full of truth, full of grace.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Heavenly Father, help us to take these words in the sixth chapter of John to our hearts. Help us to take these words to our hearts. They are spirit and life. Father, we pray for Martha, who is having emergency surgery. Oh God, she needs your presence. She needs you. Heal her. Heal her, I pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord. We pray for her, for God's protection on her during this surgery, that she will come through it in flying colors and will recover again. We pray in Jesus' name. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.